And a good meeting, just outlining, I think, Brendan, the depth at all of the stronger, particularly provincial meetings. We saw it at Bendigo during the week. That was a metropolitan standard meeting, but some depth here.
Certainly some depth here. Horses kicking off their campaign, horses early on in their careers. There's a real change now, isn't there? The Saturday racing gets stronger and it just filters down. There's a couple of races here that could have been Saturday races a couple of months ago, and there's a couple of cracking maidens.
We kick off with one of those maidens, a three-year-old maiden, over 1,218 metres with the rail position. We take out numbers 3, 5 and 8. And Mark Zara and Anthony Friedman have the Tab Fixed Odds favourite, Groundswell, $2.25. Bo Zoom at $4, $4.60 for Spanish Peaks. Divine Honours at $8.50, and then we're getting into double figures. Brendan, how do we kick off the card?
I'm going to go with Spanish Peaks here, number 10 from the Moroni stable. Oliver to ride to boot on a heavy track at Geelong back in June. Has had a little turnaround since then. Really liked a recent jump out at Flemington, so 10 Spanish Peaks on top for me. Groundswell was strong after covering ground in a recent jump out at Flemington. Another one that kicks off its second campaign here after debuting at Ballarat back in April. Is the Barman. I thought the trial was solid enough at Cranbourne in preparation for this, and Divine Honour, I thought the work was okay in the most recent trial, but leaving Bo Zoom out, who was good on debut, so it's a tough way to kick off the card, but I'm sticking with the jump out of Spanish Peaks, 10, 7, 6 and 4.
How are you kicking it off, Dan?
I like Groundswell, the 7. The Flemington jump out was good with the blinkers on, obviously switched it on, and that's a key, but it's a theme here with Bo Zoom as well. I thought its run was pretty good, and the blinkers are going to help it as it steps up and trip. But Groundswell's from the Friedman stable. It's just got the right race, I think. It's ready to go. The 7 first up from 2 Bo Zoom, 10 Spanish Peaks. I think they were clearly the top three. I actually found it more difficult trying to find something to pick for fourth. So 7 from 2, 10. And it's just a matter of eeny, meeny, miny, mo, because it's pretty difficult for fourth. I'll throw on the 11.
7 to 10, and the wheel stopped on number 11 for Dan for his fourth selection in the first. Race 2 is for the three-year-old fillies. This race also over the 1,218 metres at maiden grade. Scratchings are numbers 5, 7, 8, 9, 13, 14, and 16 and 17. Kieran Maher and Dave Eustace. Mark Zara again combining with the Maher and Eustace team here with a favourite. $2.30 for Charlize. Barlabelle, $2.60, so those two horses with a giant percentage of the market. Sensation, $6, and then we're out to double figures. So the markets, Dan, got this down to almost a race in two, but also conceding a chance to Sensation. What are your thoughts?
This is just about the race of the day. This is a maiden, and if you're interested in looking at races going further into the spring, watch this race. The form lines are behind horses like Absolute Flirt, Missile Mantra, and also Microphone. This is the form that we're dealing with in this race. This is a very strong maiden. Charlize did it very comfortably at Cranbourne in a trial win there. It was never out of second gear. It was the horse that was placed behind Microphone. It's only had the two starts, first prep. It comes back, lovely-looking filly. I think you are in agreement there, Warren?
I'm all over Charlize. I think she's been trialling very well. She had a jump out. I think it might have been stall leading into that trial at Cranbourne. She looks to be flying.
Well, any other maiden that her and the next two or three horses in my selections, they would go to any maiden. They'd be $1.30, all of them. But such is the depth of this. But I put Charlize on top. The 10 Sensation ran second to Missile Mantra, and it was a terrific run. Missile Mantra gave it a couple of lengths and whooshed over the top of it in the last few metres. It's trialled well enough. It won a Cranbourne trial. It's got Ollie on board. Definitely scoped to go places. It could also be a black type horse going forward. Barlabelle wasn't really taken with its jump out. It was probably, that's why I've put it in for third, but it's got form behind Absolute Flirt and terrific run in Adelaide and at stakes level as well last prep. So it's already had that experience in a good type of race. But I thought of the three, it might be the more vulnerable, but clearly with scope. And Broadway and fourth. Gee, the connections of this horse. I really liked its trial. It was fantastic. That was in the trial behind Sensation. Probably could go to any other maiden anywhere in Victoria and start a well-backed favourite. But watch for it as well going forward, Broadway and fourth. This is a really good race, 3, 10, 1, and 2.
What are your thoughts, Brendan?
Same four numbers for me, just a shame they all lob it on the same day in the same race. We could have had four nice winners out of this one, but only one of them can win unless they want to take a dead heat and split. Here, Charlie's on top for me, cracking run on the boo in the Talon Dirt behind Microphone, and then went to the trials at Cranbourne, was really, really good. She's a really talented filly, sensation. Good to book Ballarat, Missile Mantra, just picked her up. We've seen what she did yesterday. That's pretty strong form for this. Cranbourne trial was good. Balabal resumes. The work in the jump out was with Caliburn, so the jump out was okay, but as Dan outlined, probably more leaning to the trials of Charlie's and Sensation as a guide, and Broadway and fourth is another one that's just shaping up nicely for a debut run with the horses that have got a run under their belt heading into this. Charlie's for me, 3, 10, 1, and 2.
Race 3 at Geelong this afternoon's a maiden over 1,118 metres. We take out numbers 3, 5, 6, 9, and 14. Cielo d'Oro, currently favourite. This time, Hayes and Dabernick operation combining with Craig Williams. $2.30, $2.90 for Chilata. Belgium, $3, and then out to big odds for the Brickman at $12. Again, three horses here, perhaps with a bit of quality, Brendan, and dominating the market. How do you see it?
Yeah, three horses that have really gone to the trials and looked good. I like the way Belgium moved in his most recent Cranbourne trial up on the speed. I think he's going to take some beating here to beat Cielo Stellato. Looked really professional rolling along there in a Flemington jump out. Chilada resumes, quickened down nicely in a trial. It's hard to separate them, really, and then out to four, the Brickman, either one of the top three or win, but I'm going to just side with the 11, Bill Jim. 11, 12, 13 and 4.
Are we talking this race up as much, Dan? We've had the Group 1 maiden previously. How's this one look?
Well, there's two debutants here that have both gone well in their either respective trials and jump outs. No, it's not to the same depth, but I think you'll find it's a strong enough race that it's going to hold up. That's the thing about the maidens at this time of the year. You get maidens in mid to late September and then October, and they're almost like trying to win at least a midweek race at Sandown or a higher benchmark race. There's so much depth in them. I like Ciliata's trial. Had blinkers on in the trial. It won easily. Clearly switched on by that. Where's the blinkers here today? The debut performance was in a pretty good race. So that race experience, I think it counts for enough. That's what put me in favour of Ciliata. From Cielo d'Oro and Bill Jim for exactly the reasons that Brendan has mentioned. You couldn't see anything else winning it. Again, similar to the first race, the most difficult thing I had here was trying to find fourth, and I've thrown in four, the Brickman, but I do like the 13 from 12 and 11 and 4.
Race 4 at Geelong this afternoon. Another maiden, this one out to the longer trip of 1,720 metres. Scratchings are numbers 11 and 13. So the bottom two emergencies both gain a start. King Landon for Geordie Childs and Mike Moroney. Currently fixed odds favourite with the tab at 3.20. 3.80 for Trolleyed. Out to Planet Warrior at 4.60. And then 5.50 for Spirit of the Cape. Velvet Thunder Dan at $12.
This is actually not a bad race. There's a couple of horses here that look like promising stayers. But Planet Warrior, look, it was all set to win last start, and then Scottish Dancer just descended effectively from the clouds. It was an extraordinary win, and we saw it perform really well yesterday. The form line through it, I think, is very good. Planet Warrior is ready to win. It can make its own luck up on speed, whereas some of the dangers to it, I think, are get-back horses. Spirit of the Cape really caught the eye at 1,400 metres, goes from 1,400 to 1,700 metres, but it looks a progressive type of stay. You see a last start ninth there, but a couple of more strides, it was probably a fifth and very much an eye-catcher. It was enough for Damien Oliver to stick with it. So I think it is an improver, particularly from a better gate. I think it can hold a closer spot. It's definitely progressive. Velvet Thunder is another one. It comes through on a heavy track. It's an ex-Kiwi. Both its runs have been on heavy tracks, but it had wide barriers and got a long, long way back, but it was charging through the line. We've got to balance that out with the fact that it was a heavy track, but clearly looking for longer. And King Landon has done nothing wrong, placed 4 of 7. It's definitely ready to win as the form line through Steinbrenner last start, and clearly a winning chance. 4, 14, 12 and 2.
How are you seeing this one, Brennan?
I'm going with Planet Warrior here. Along with Dan, I thought it was a really solid on-speed effort last time out there at Benalla. Scottish Dancer did a remarkable job to run it down. He went to 1600 second up last preparation in a maiden at Sandown and was good late. But I think he'll be up closer to the speed today, control the race, and I think he can be the one holding on late. Same reason as Dan. There's going to be horses closing from the back, but I think Planet Warrior, every now and then it's not too much of a disadvantage to be close to the speed at Geelong. 14 in for second, Spirit of the Cape. I thought the work was really strong on debut. 14 out to 17 is a big plus for him going forward. Two King Landon probably had his chance to win in the last couple there at Sale, and then again at Geelong where Steinbrenner went past him. He can fill another placing, and then out to 15 trolleyed. Was off the bit of fairway out at Sandown, steps up in trip again, might be able to run on into fourth placing. But I think Planet Warrior can control from the front here. 4.14 to 15.
Out of maiden grade for race 5 at Geelong this afternoon, a benchmark 78 over 2,424 metres. It's clear of scratchings with 13 runners, and the Lord Nick Williams owned and Liam Howley trained team with the key to the market here. Currently $3.20 favourite, Spanish Point. Stablemate Bass at $3.30. Out to $5 for Scholarly, that same price for Meteor Light. Then out to $8 for Chappal from the Tony and Kelvin McAvoy stable. Brendan, who are we siding with here?
Going with Bass, no luck at all, resuming there at Sandown. Bermellum elected to stay in and just found dead ends. Should have won that race. Slightest little bit of luck goes his way today. I think he'll win and beat the stablemate Spanish Poet, having his third run here in Australia, placed on the two occasions at Sandown. Mellum had rode both of them. He goes with Bass, but you're not losing anything with Ollie jumping on Spanish Point, so hard to separate them. But I think Bass can win off his first up run. Going to put Chappal in for third. Number 8 has a big drop in weight off the Murray Bridge win last time out. He hit the line well, and he might get a little bit more pace in this race than he got in the race at in Adelaide. And I'm throwing the Hurdler in a blaze. He's been outstanding over the jumps, coming back to 2400. He'll be hitting the line strongly. Happy to play around Scholarly. He'll be up on the speed. 5, 7, 8, and 4.
What are you doing here, Dan?
Well, I'm going Spanish Point, but it was a toss of the coin between it and Bass. Always confusing sometimes when you get multiple runners from that stable, particularly when they've both got good and similar form. Spanish Point, I thought, made ground really quickly, like it was going to win last start. And once it got up there, it sort of toiled a bit as if it didn't really know how to go on with it. So I think the right sort of jockey for a horse like that is Damien Oliver, which Spanish Point gets today. Bass, obviously very unlucky last start. It was rather a tragedy, beaten, and could fit into the category of a few that we saw get beaten yesterday at Flemington. I thought Meteor Lights, just such a dominant win last start that it has to be a chance, even though the majority of its form is on wet ground. But barrier one and rolling forward enough, Scholarly you think would lead. And Scholarly's got the form behind our candidate, who's been absolutely dominating those middle to high benchmark races coming through the grades. Again, another very strong race. 7, 5, 6, and 2.
7, 5, 6, 2 from Dan. 5, 7, 8, and 4 from Brendan in race 5 at Geelong. Race 6 kicks off the quaddy on the 9 race card. It's a benchmark 64 over 1,518 metres. Take out number 5, Saucy Jack. And O'Neara heads the market for Linda Meach, combining with Alison Sheehan at $3.90. McCleary at $4.80. Urban Lumberjack at $5. Meshco also at $5. And then we're getting into double figures. Dan, how are we kicking off the quaddy?
I'm going to give Miesco one more chance here. It's got the blinkers on again, and I think because it gets just up to that 15, 18 metres, it's a chance of rolling forward. Its best races are when it can get close to the speed. It's only got one win from 18, but it's probably the right sort of race, isn't it? So Miesco going forward, I'm expecting it's going to go forward anyway, from a decent gate. So third up, look, this is its chance. It wasn't anything special last start. I'm just thinking that the blinkers might switch it on. It's got form in town last prep and some decent performances that really stand it in good stead. McCleary, consistent. I thought it was a solid first up run. Getting to 1,500 metres is going to suit it. Big Brew was very good, I thought, winning its maiden. It was a big improvement from its debut performance, but it stormed down the outside. It's a progressive horse, Big Brew. The stable going really well at the moment. The Kavanagh team are going well. They're getting winners everywhere. And Onera is just a consistent horse, so it's a top four spot for the 12. So 10 on top. From 3, 8 and 12.
How are you seeing the first leg of the quaddie, Brendan?
Going with number 12 here in Onera. It took a while to break her maiden, but she did that at Geelong. Two starts going a really heavy track. It was pretty stiff to be beaten last time. Orlean Rocks had been backed off the map. Linda Beach saved all the ground there last time and was just run down by a better one on the day. She's found some form. If she can hold it, she's going to be pretty hard to beat here. Number 12, Onera, to beat McCleary. Was only getting warm late behind Rich Hitch. First up over 1,200 metres placed in both of his second up runs. De Tentore, number two, I think he can be the improver in the race, coming onto some firmer ground, gets a tongue tie going on, and then out to Miesco. Does get the addition of Blinkers, but has only won the one of 18 and had too many chances for mine. 12, 3, 2 and 10.
Race 7 at Geelong this afternoon's a Class 1, over 1,318 metres, one of the shortest price favourites, if not the shortest price favourite of the day, comes up here at this stage in number 8, Hilo, with the Legionnaire form line. We scratch numbers 1, 2, 5, 9 and 12 out of Race 7, and Hilo's $1.75 with Damien Lane in the saddle for James Cummings. Moroku at $4, better harden up at $7, then out to $8.50 for Southbank from a favourable barrier draw starts from barrier two. But I suppose at this stage, Brendan, we'll be keeping an eye on the weather to see if any of that rain's hit Geelong.
Yep, there's a little bit floating that way, but hopefully it can miss. I'm happy to go away from the favourite. I know it's got some good form lines, but I really like the work of Moroku on debut at Ballarat on the synthetic track. Trialled up well in preparation. The debut run was really, really good, and stepping out from the 12 to the 1300, he's going to lighten that extra bit of ground. I just like the way he got to the line. He took an age to warm up, but once he hit his straps, he was really, really good. To beat Hilo, really just controlled that race at Sandown last time, didn't have a lot of pressure, was able to just amble along and then kick away. Deserves to be the $1.75 favourite, but I think there's just better value with the 10 Moroku. 14 Southbank, I thought, trialled up well for the debut first up run at Mornington, where it was able to let down well and score, and then out to number 2, which is Bonaparte. Comes back again Gelding, and it didn't look too bad in a recent jump out at Flemington, as figured in both of his fresh runs. 10 Moroku for me, 10, 8, 14 and 2.
How are you seeing the 7th, Dan?
Well, the 2's actually met its Waterloo. It's a scratching.
Oh, has it?
Bonaparte.
Yeah, we'll throw in...
It's retreated.
We'll find another one for you anyway. Hang on.
Brendan searches for his fourth pick in the race, I like Hilo. The form's just too good to ignore. Legionnaire ran second to it and then came out and won a stakes race yesterday. Had Blinkers on last start. It toiled, but it more of a reaction to the Blinkers. It was up on speed, and once it was challenged, as is often the case with a horse with Blinkers, once they can see them in their shorter field of vision, he found and responded. I like that, and the fact that he can make his own luck. Ran fourth on debut behind Missile Mantra. There's that form line again. So that's a very strong form line for a race of this level. I think Hilo's a horse going places. Moroku was terrific, but it was the synthetic. Sometimes I don't know if I'm Robinson Crusoe here, but give the synthetic form the respect it probably deserves it sometimes. But Moroku, once it got clear running into the outside, it was able to finish off like a really nice horse. It's definitely progressive. I think Southbank, the way it won its maiden, had a perfect run, but the way it speared through and then was soft on the line, again progressive. This is another good race, and then better harden up. So 8, 10, 14 and 13.
Got a chance for a fourth selection there, Brendan.
13 for me, better harden up. 8, 10, 8, 14, 13.
Move on to the 8th race on the card at Geelong this afternoon. So benchmark 78 over the sprint trip of 1,118 metres. We take out numbers 1, 6 and 12. La Tigressa on the fresh side for Jason Warren and Brett Prebble. Wishing Jason all the best after a disappointing day with Antar yesterday. $4.20. Misha, last start winner at $4.60. Admiral's Joker at $4.80. King Louis at $6.50. $6.50 also for Phil the Flute for the relatively local stable of Jamie Edwards and Supre. $6.50. $9 Yulong Night, Dan. So the market's open. How do you see it?
Yeah, well, the 6 Causeway Girl was a late scratching. So that you got to factor that well, out of the equation now, but look, it's a very competitive race, very strong race. This could easily hold up on a Saturday meeting, couldn't it? As one of the high, it's a benchmark 78, so they're the sort of races that we see, but it's a really strong race. Phil the Flute, like many, is resuming here, but will be up on speed, can make its own luck. The 3 kilo claim, I think, it's a huge benefit to it today to come in with 56.5, being a city winner. Four on top, La Tigressa. It's a mare I've got so much time for. She was clearly disappointing at Sandown because she trialled brilliantly before that, or her jump outs were outstanding before that. Has had a jump out. She wasn't really there to break any records. She just went through the motion. So, you know, good luck to Jason Warren, because it'll be a pretty dark day for them after Antar yesterday. So I hope she performs well. If she runs up to her best, La Tigressa, she could blow them away. So perhaps with the speed on coming from off the pace, it may well suit her. The three is Admiral's Joker. He got out to a longer prep last start, but I think he's just a good horse. And the other one is the race fit Misha that I've put into the equation as well. But there's a couple of others you could easily add. King Louis, the New Zealander, has to be respected as well, particularly with Ollie on board. It's a good race, but I've tipped 4 from 9. 3 and 10.
Brendan?
I'm going with number 10, Mishka here. Big drop in the weight. Was far too good fresh at Geelong. Is a second up winner. I think can just blend into the back of the race nicely and will be the one hitting the line the strongest to beat 2 King Louis. A Group 3 winner in New Zealand resumes for Simon Morish here. Recent jump out was solid. The key is Ollie takes the ride. He had been riding Causeway Girl through her preparation. She comes out, but Ollie jumps onto to King Louis here. 3 Admiral's Joker has a really good fresh record. Just a little concern for him might be if the rain does hit and the track deteriorates. He is a fan of a dry surface, Admiral's Joker. And then number 9, La Tigressa. She was disappointing for Mind Fresh. I know she's unbeaten second up. She had that tick over jump out in between, but I would have liked to have seen her do more back in August at Sandown. 10, 2, 3 and 9 for me.
9 race card at Geelong this afternoon winds up with a benchmark 78 over 1,418 metres. The only scratching's number 13, Mutual Respect. And Kashada, for Alex Ray and Craig Williams, and Craig's developed a good association with this horse. Resuming at 260, Temple of Bell 750, 950 for Good and Fast, and then we're into double figures. So it's Kachada, and then pretty skinny after that if you're looking deeper into the market, Brendan.
Yep, he's having start number 6 yet to miss a place. Resumes, hasn't been far off in his last couple of fresh runs, both of those at Sale over 1400, and he just looks super in a jump out at Cranbourne, just trucked along and looked like a horse that didn't matter where he was going to be winning. Sheriff John Stone in for second for me, drops back from City Races. He covered ground at Moonee Valley. He was okay there at Caulfield last time out. He's just about ready to win. Been almost 12 months since he won at Benalla on Cup Day last year, but he's not far off the mark. In for third, number 1, that is Good and Fast. He didn't have the greatest luck. He was getting at Moonee Valley when he resumed. He was getting warm late in the race, won by Tavisan. And then 5, which is Main Stage. He resumes. He's placed in 2 or 4 fresh, and I really liked his Cranbourne trial. Got a bit of a sticky gate to overcome, but he can be hitting the line strongly. 11, 8, 1 and 5 for me in the last.
Good luck to Scotty Cameron, Damien Lane and connections with iBoogie running in the last at Geelong. How are you seeing it, Dan?
Well, Kachada, I'm caught between the balance of knowing it's a really good horse and the trick with barrier 1 and getting buried away on the inside, and particularly if the track does cut up as well. Sometimes they'll get to the outside and it's, you know, barrier 1 may well be the place you don't want to be, or nearer the inside. But you know that with even luck, it may well be too good for them here. Kachada, number 11. It's had a series of trials. I think it's had 3, Brendan. It certainly had last 2 weeks, but might be 3 all up. So it's definitely ready to go.
Note from the stewards, too, that Geelong race 9, number 11, Kachada, long spell, delayed return due to a virus. So just was probably getting ready to come back and develop that virus. So had to be spelled again.
Well, I think it's short enough at the moment. I wouldn't be surprised to see it get out. But any rain, we just had a look at the radar, and there's some rain heading towards Geelong, which is not totally unexpected, but at that rate, it might get there a little bit earlier than they suspect. If that's the case, race number 9, you'd want to be wary, wouldn't you, if you're going to jump in and get the fixed odds now. It's a good horse going forward, though, in a good race. Main Stage trialled really well behind Temple of Bell. I thought it trialled better than Temple of Bell. I don't know how much you can trust Main Stage, but I'm willing to give it a bit of a chance today, and particularly if there is a few showers around, I think it'll play into its hands.
It's Dusty's time of year.
And the others are the 2, Yulong Minister, I thought it was all right at Moonee Valley. I thought that it stuck on well enough, and then it was just winding up and ran into a dead end. So definite improver. And Mount Tabora, here's another one. It was close to legless in its first preparation, but the jump out was really good in fast time. Well, jump out was good in fast time. So perhaps at odds, particularly if the track might well be cutting up later in the day, you might want to consider going a little bit wider in the quaddy. Usually when you say that, the favourite will come out and win, but my tips here are 11 from 5, 2 and 15.
How are you wrapping up the day, Dan?
I thought the best. I'll start off from the first. As I often say, I like to try to tip a good thing earlier on in the day because it can set the scene. So race 1, number 7, Groundswell, I think is ready to win. Each way, I thought race 8, number 4, which is Fill the Flute. I'm happy to have something each way on the main stage in the last race as well. And for a quaddie, I thought first leg numbers 3, 7, 8, 9, 10 and 12. Second leg 8 and 14. Third leg 3, 4, 9 and 10. And 5 and 11 are the only two I want to take on the last leg. It's a bit easy. It's too hard to go wider, but you want to consider taking a few others if it starts raining.
Brendan, before you guide us through the remainder of Correct Weight, how are we wrapping up Geelong?
I'm going to make the best bet in the last Kachada. I think he's ready to win. That last jump out was too good for him not to win. Race 9, number 11. I think Morocco is going to be the value runner with Hilo being short. I think it's only going to trim up once people jump onto the form line there. So if you wait a bit, Morocco might get out to a good price. Race 7, number 10. For the quaddie, 2, 3, 7, 10 and 12. Into 8, 10 and 14. Into 2, 3, 9 and 10 into 1, 5, 8 and 11. Play of the day going to attack the early quaddy. First leg 1, 3 and 10 into 11, 12, 13 into 2, 4, 14, 15. Bring it home with the Mount Macedon pair of 5 and 7.